the fastest, quickest, smoothest footwork. He is the Fred Astaire of jiu-jitsu, the Fred Astaire of judo, but he's the Dom DeLuise of pizza eating. I don't get it. I don't get this.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral's praising, now you know.
We're the hottest show in this place.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said one, two, three. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida, it's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
God dang it. Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, broadcasting from Danger Studios here in Coral Springs, Florida, along with Ciro Dobrik.
Hey there, everyone.
And Ethan Moore.
Hey, Dougie, good to be here. I'm wearing my Hawaiian shirt here.
Yeah?
Ready for summer.
Is that Hawaiian?
That's what he calls it.
I don't know.
It.
It's pink and it has bananas on it.
I don't see any lava.
It kind of looks like I'm going to direct a gay porn movie set in a surf shack.
Yeah. See, you do look a gay porn director.
Hey.
He does. Look at that fucking
Bring boys. Over the longboards. Longboards.
Yeah. What's up, Matt Heath?
If you have washboard abs, get in my DMs.
Yeah, send a dick pic to Ethan. Anyway, welcome to the show. It's Monday, and we had a great week of comedy last week. Excited, had Jim Florentine in town. He did the podcast, which was cool.
Very cool.
And he's going to air our podcast on his podcast, The Metal Midgets.
Nice. Very cool.
Which is kind of cool. Hopefully we get some new listeners from that. Great show at the Island Grill. That's the third Purdue show I've done.
Nice.
And the owner's happy. He's like, you're doing yourself. What's up, Peter Kramer? And we're excited. And the next show is going to be Tim the Dairy Farmer Moffitt.
Oh, I like Tim.
He's very
Tim.
Funny, great guy. Yeah, and Chris Flanagan. Chris. And I may be getting a host because I went there to host this weekend. And the owner was happy. He's like, I like the three person because sometimes it's just two person. I just have a two person show. But, so I'm going to probably look at maybe getting a host out there. One of you local guys who just wouldn't mind going out there and maybe driving back or, we'll figure it out. Anyway, so that was a lot of fun, and that was pretty cool this week. By the way, N2 Wine Bar tonight. I'm going to head out there, I think. I'm going to do some open mic stuff.
Nice. Do it, man.
I got inspired, on the road. I was driving around. I started writing new jokes. You see the new joke I posted about parasailing?
Yes.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I just thought, hey. And then I came up, I just started, give me pen and paper, I'm ready. Started writing shit all over the place. And Kel Thompson, what's up, buddy? By the way, I want to talk to you. I got some ideas. I want to put together a video montage, like, it's a little short type thing. So I'm going to have, maybe you could produce it. We'll do it. And we're going to go live. We're going to go fucking live.
We're going live.
All right. Yeah, man. So,
Dougie's riled up today.
I am. I'm just in that fucking mood, man. You know what I mean? I'm just sick and tired. I'm just sick and tired of fucking people being hypocrites and dumb fucks and all kinds of shit like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hate them.
I hate them. I hate people.
What are we talking about?
One of the things I wanted to talk about today, one of the things I noticed, and I was thinking about this over the weekend, I'm like, too many people today are too willing or quickly or just right off the bat are willing to throw people under the bus.
Right out.
Right?
Yep.
Like bad Yelp reviews. Like, I went to a new place the other night. My wife and I went to this new place. And, we want to say, let's try someone new. We always go to the same places. Let's go have some drinks. We're going to go watch the game, the basketball game. Game two wasn't not the one Sunday, but whatever, it was fucking Wednesday, whatever. And I was like, I ordered a Cuban sandwich. I love the Cuban sandwich.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Pork, ham, mustard, pickles, pressed.
Classic sandwich.
I love the Cuban sandwich.
Yeah.
And the sandwich came to me, and all it had was croquettes on it.
Ugh.
Like they forgot the pork and ham.
What?
Yeah. I mean, I felt like I was on. I felt like I was on Hell's Kitchen. I'm like, I spotted that shit out. I'm like, where's the fucking pork?
So wait, is it a Cuban restaurant?
No, it was. I'll probably give the place plugs because it was called Bottoms Up Bottoms Up Brewery, a pub right there in Margate, okay. Right off 441 near Wiles Road. Great, very nice. The staff, unbelievably nice, great. They were really. And when this happened,
Bottoms
I mean,
up.
Bottoms Up,
also a good name for a gay porn.
Yeah, there you go. Write that one down.
You are getting okay. So many
I wanted
ideas.
To let you film it there.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right. So I ordered that, and that happened. And they were incredibly nice. The guy says, look, I apologize. I gave me three beers for free because I drank all my beers free.
All right.
And they ended up giving me tacos. You know, chicken tacos. I ordered one. They want. I'll make it right. And I'm like, no, that's right. I want to. You know,
they forgot the
chicken. They gave me a Cuban to take home. So not only did they not charge me for my dinner, they gave me an actual Cuban that was delicious.
One star. Did you have to send them through immigration?
No, I didn't. That's what I'm saying.
One star, Dougie.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like you know, some people would have went like, oh, I'm gonna bad Yelp these places, and not thinking about there's people that work there.
Right.
There's people that have jobs there. Some guy put all that money into the place to open the place and try to keep the fucking economic things going. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I'm going to be some douchebag who's just not happy because of my sandwich. I'm going to write a bad Yelp review just because of that. You know, everybody's entitled to a bad day.
Bullshit.
You know what I'm saying? You know, if you go somewhere and somebody's just having a bad day and they're mean, you know, or something happens, they're entitled to a bad day.
Right.
They don't need you to ruin their life and give them a fucking bad Yelp review. Right? Or you send a fucking letter to the president of the company. You know, that guy who works for your company, he's a real fucking asshole. He didn't shake my hand when I saw him. And he, you know what I mean?
Dougie, is this show on Yelp? Did you get a bad review?
Sometimes people that go out to restaurants don't realize that it's fucking busy. Okay. And some things don't work out the way you thought it was going to work out.
Yeah.
And you're not paying $1 million. So
life's
relax.
Not perfect, man. Sometimes, I mean, it's one thing if somebody's a complete fuck up, you know, if somebody's really rude to you.
Right.
You know, but even then, like, enough of the bad reviews. And we all know, like, you know, local comic Ron Bowe's famous story.
He's notorious for that.
Ron Bowe's famous story. And, you know, listen, it's already been out there. So be like, why are you bringing it up? Fuck it. You know. But that's how Ron Bowe is. We had an open mic that Matt Bellick used to run at the Hurricane Grill out in Boca.
Yes.
And Ron Bowe goes there. He's pissed off about his chicken wings, and he fucking writes a terrible Yelp review about the place.
Nice. Class act.
You know what I'm saying? Now,
right there.
Now, you know, again, this is not... the kid took a beating already about this, and everybody knows who he is. But the point is that was fucked up.
It's fucked up because you should be supporting the comedy community. Because it's like, man, we don't have a lot out here.
You don't have a lot of play. Yeah. Oh, that's a good idea. I'm here trying to work on my act, which he needs a lot of fucking work on. And I'm just fucking. But you know what I'm saying? But you know, now I'm going to give these guys a bad Yelp review, even though they're trying to help us with putting comedy on in South Florida.
So I agree with that. And I think, let's not do anything to hurt comedy in South Florida. We all agree with that. But I don't know. I don't know about the not giving a bad review. I've never done it, but I kind of like to read the bad reviews. It's kind of fun to read. And then I don't know. I definitely read reviews if I'm thinking about going somewhere or buying something. I want that information.
Right. Sure. Yeah. And listen, for the most part, you know, that's the thing. If you go on Yelp and you see one asshole that just put a bad review and you see 30,000 other good ones, you're like, okay, this must have been some schmuck.
You can also tell because when you read the person that wrote the bad review, you can tell if they're just a complainer.
Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah.
Because they usually tell you what their expectations are and they didn't get it. And I'm like, well, half the time I read it, I'm like, that's what you expected? Like,
well,
that's a little unrealistic.
Sometimes complainers dress up in pink shirts with bananas on.
Whoa. Getting personal.
Sneak in.
Wow.
All right, Ciro Dobrik, one star.
You missed my Amazon review, actually. There's that one of those quiz things on Facebook. 5-star.
What's the Amazon?
You must get the product now. Ciro.
Yeah.
What was the product?
Ciro.
Oh, can you get that?
Yeah.
Can we get you?
Yeah.
Get you some Ciro on Amazon?
You know it.
But like for example, today on Facebook, some guy put on this thing. You know, the kids from Parkland came out today and they said they're going to make a movement across the country during the elections, the midterm elections, and you know they're going to just to get people. That's what they're going to get people out to vote and everything.
Is summer that boring nowadays?
Yeah, well I guess so. I guess
Jesus Christ.
So, but listen, all for it. You guys have a movement, great. You know whatever. I don't. If your ideology doesn't agree with mine and you're going out there and you're trying to make a difference, great. I applaud that. What
Me
the fuck?
Too. Yeah.
Right? I don't give a shit. But now the problem, you know, here's the thing. All right.
I don't.
Yeah, it's kind of one sided in the sense like you all. If all you care about is promoting and really backing the candidates who are just against, let's say, just strictly on gun control.
Uh-huh.
In other words, so if you had this guy who was all on your side about, yeah, we're with you on the gun control, we're going to get rid of guns and everything, but he was a complete schmuck with the economy,
right.
He was an asshole, you know, and this and that, you're still going to fucking back this guy? You know, even well, though, just well, because are, of that one fucking point.
There are people who will vote for someone just because they're against abortion, or they'll vote for someone who
that's
just
stupid,
because
though.
They are pro-gun.
Isn't that kind of stupid, though?
I think it's stupid. I think it's stupid to be a one-issue voter, but there are one-issue voters.
Well, people are fucking stupid. You know what I mean? And people deserve to get shot because of that at this point. You know, all I'm saying.
I almost did a spit take there.
We're bringing firing squad.
I'm going to get Spirit Zero wet.
Public humiliation. That's the only answer.
I like public humiliation.
But some guy posted. Some guy shared this. Some guy shared this video about this former Navy SEAL, because I guess David Hogg, the kid from Parkland, posted these are five things that can help gun control.
Did he say he was a Navy SEAL?
Who?
David Hogg?
No.
No? Okay.
No. Matter of fact, when it was kind of cute, though, they're holding the signs up. Those little arms of his, he couldn't hold the sign up for very long. You don't want to. But here's the thing: you don't want to post that on Facebook, because then you're going to have a million fucking liberal trolls like, "How dare you?" And this is my point. This is the hypocrisy point. So on this guy's Facebook, I just watched the video. I said, "Okay." The guy was very poignant. He didn't like make fun of the kid. He just said, "Listen, you know, you just graduated high school. Maybe they didn't teach civics in your high school or anything, but." There's reasons why the Second Amendment's there. It's been, you know, it's a historic part of our country, whatever. And he went through that. But he was very nice. He wasn't making fun of the kid. He didn't say anything. He says, look, I respect what that, but listen, this is the way it is. And he says, you know, your plan would never work, because that's what this guy does for a living. He actually goes to schools and places and checks out their security. And he says, none of these things you've listed would keep this from happening. Just so you know, if in fact your eagerness is to keep kids safe, which is a great goal. Like, who wouldn't want to be kid? Who's going to be out there? Ah, fuck those kids. Who gives a fuck? No one's saying that.
No.
Everybody wants the kids
to
be safe.
No one wants more kids to die.
Nobody, except Chris
except
Rock.
Chris Rock.
Exactly.
Wait, what's the Chris Rock thing? I heard someone else mention
that. On his Netflix special, he goes, if we want true equality, more white kids got to be killed in the streets and crying.
I feel like Sarah has a joke like that. Did he steal that from you?
No.
About the cops killing different ethnicities?
No, yeah. That's a really good one, though.
It's similar. It's very similar.
Why, you thinking about taking it, Ethan?
I'm saying that maybe Chris took it from Ciro.
No, Chris Rock was talking about more families crying on the news.
Yeah, more white mothers crying on the
and
news.
And then guess what happened 2 days later?
Yeah, and then fucking...
Stoneman Douglas. Yeah,
that's not a good
how
look,
pretty.
Mr.
Yeah.
Rock.
No,
yeah, that's
and
not
you know
good.
What? He got, but, and you know, so...
And he got promoted.
Yeah. So,
to super.
So the point is, is that this guy put this, you know, just said all these things very eloquently. Wasn't mean about it. Just said he had a difference of opinion. And here's a guy that's a former Navy SEAL who's seen, you know, the uglinesses of the world and seen, and you know. So I want to put his back. I'm gonna, you know, you're gonna give the guy some credibility at least.
Yeah.
You know, he's just not some guy sitting in his house jerking off on porn 1 minute and then gets on Facebook and wants to share his ideology.
What if he's not a Navy SEAL? What if he just identifies?
Well, I'm not going to make that. He's a Navy SEAL. So he you know, and here's some woman who goes, this guy's a fucking asshole. He doesn't know what he's talking about. I'm with you, David, this and that. And I go, and I post it underneath it. I go, you know, for someone who's against violence and who's, you know what I mean, who's all for the, you know, this not being violent, you sure fucking attack this poor guy.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And he was eloquent. He was nice. You know, this is you know what I'm saying about hypocrisy.
Total.
I think we reached like a really critical point when the liberals are saying the conservatives should die for their opinions, and the conservatives are saying the liberals should die for their opinions. That's a problem when people are literally advocating violence.
See,
if we have a difference of opinion,
yeah,
you like, should not be name calling. You should. I had a friend of mine.
Okay.
No. Well, yeah. Then you shouldn't be. I had a friend of mine, Todd Larson. He posts on Facebook.
Fucking Todd.
Yeah, he's a liberal guy, but he claims, oh, I'm not really liberal. I'm a little on the... all right. So he goes on there and he says, for my Trump humpers, that's what he calls it, for the Trump humpers out there, I have a question for you. Was it okay when Ted Nugent called Hillary a cunt?
A cunt.
Right. Versus... when Samantha B called Ivanka Trump a cunt.
Well, I say they're both okay.
First of all, there
was
no
okay.
adverb.
First of all, it's freedom of speech.
Yeah, they're both
no feckless.
Fine.
Right?
There's no adjective to the one
wait,
that
so
Ted
Sarah,
Nugent
wait,
said.
Sarah, are you saying that she shouldn't? That Samantha B shouldn't have said that?
No, what I'm saying is Ted Nugent used a more British way of saying cunt,
okay.
but he doesn't have an accent.
All right.
And no one understands that.
I don't know if
whereas
that's British.
Samantha right. B.
Hillary Clinton's a cunt. I know, it's
a
British. I mean, in a British way.
It's more of a cunt. Anyway.
It might have been Australian. I don't know.
All right, follow along, boys. So my point was, so I didn't know, like, I heard of it. But right there, I thought I'd participate in his little game. And I said, did Ted Nugent happen to say it on national TV? which is where Samantha Bee said it.
Okay.
Because I didn't know. I just wanted to know if we're going to make a comparison.
Right.
If someone asked me a question, is it the same? How you feel the same about it? I'm just trying to get a little more clarity. Am I right?
Right.
This fucking jack off. Yeah, I called you a jack off, Todd. This fucking jack off then attacks me and says, oh, now we're nitpicking. Oh, you guys just do this. You fucking twist this and you do this. And I go, you fucking, you dipshit. I don't fucking know the answer.
You cunt.
If you, yeah, you cunt. If you want me to, if you want me to participate in your little fucking survey, I want to know all the information that's right. part of it. Isn't right. that a normal question?
That's...
So I said, your presumption of where I was going makes you look like a fucking idiot, right?
Which is what happens.
And that's what happens. He wanted to take you. So, and I said, I thought this was going to be an open dialogue, which usually means we try to come to a conclusion. It's not an open dialogue. You just want to approve or disprove what the fuck I'm trying to say. That's not an open dialogue, you fucking hump. And then here's the thing. So I said, I go, and he goes, well, here's the thing. He said it on some social media and in concert, right? And I said, well, here's the real problem with it. Here's the big fucking problem I have with it. First of all, when Ted Nugent said it, he said it directly to Hillary because he doesn't like Hillary. Who doesn't? I think she's a cunt. I don't care if you don't.
I have no joke
if you
about
don't,
that.
If you don't, if you don't want to, I don't. You think
Dougie,
she's lovely,
Dougie? I voted for that cunt.
Yes. I'll well, you're wearing that pink shirt and the fucking bananas on it.
We know.
Yeah, we would have figured. So, my point is, here's the difference, and because I'm the guy asked a question. I thought I would try to answer the question the best I possibly can. So here, as a Trump humper. So I said,
Trumpanzee.
Here,
I like Trumpanzee.
Trumpanzees? All right. Oh, you racist cocksucker. So, all right. So now when I say cocksucker, I don't mean that in a literal way.
No,
it
applies to everyone.
I'm just trying, you know, next day you heard me, I just suck one cock. No, listen. All right. So what my point was, the difference was to me, two part. Number one, Ted said it directly to Hillary because he doesn't like Hillary. That's where his anger is directed. Right?
That's correct.
Number one. So he said it in out in the open to the public. Exactly. It wasn't on national TV. All right. What Samantha Bee did, her hatred is towards Donald Trump.
Uh-huh.
She displaced that anger and called his daughter a cunt.
Well,
that
also...
is that. Hold on a second. That's a little more ignorant. You know, now, guilt by association. You know, it's like if somebody doesn't like fucking Sarah on my podcast, and just because you're sitting across from me says, you know, that guy, that fucking cunt wearing the fucking pink shirt. You know what I mean?
Hi, everyone.
That's you.
What's up, Mark?
I know what you're saying, Dougie, but a couple things that I think are different. One thing is, well, first of all, both of them should be allowed to say it. Who cares? But
right.
Second of all, like, I mean, I guess she's a comedian. She's trying to make a joke. Maybe it's not funny.
No, that wasn't a
joke.
That wasn't a joke. Let me tell you something. That was a hateful comment because that's not a joke.
Hateful.
There's nothing funny about it. There's nothing funny about it. She's just mad because she took a picture.
Feckless is funny.
She took a picture with her kid after her father, you know, her father, not immigration law, which has been on the books for fucking years. But her father supposedly split up families and all kinds of shit. There was some guy, some politician on fucking Twitter, and he goes, he went to one of these places where these immigration places where they're separating the families and stuff.
Right.
And this guy goes, they won't let me in. They won't let me in, and the windows are tinted, and the doors, everything. They won't let me. Why would they do this? I go, because they want the families to have privacy, you fucking hump. You know, they don't want you going in there trying to get political credit, trying to fucking milk the system, you fucking asshole.
Because micromanaging immigration is not the way we do things.
Yeah, we don't need journalists to help out with the solution.
Wait, you didn't think that feckless cunt was funny as a left turn?
No,
at
I didn't
the
think
end
it,
of a joke.
No,
I thought it was kind of funny.
I'm off free speech as a comic.
Right, right.
When words are problems and we lose our jobs.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to stand by that. So, listen, she can say it. She can get laughs. She can get booed. She's the one who did it. Wanda Sykes fucking dissed Trump on the fucking thing, and she got booed off stage for it. Listen, I watch comics, and we all talked about this before. You know, I seen comics get political on stage and lose half the audience. Right?
Immediately.
That's your fucking choice.
Usually a bad idea.
Immediately.
My point is, stop. Listen, everybody watching this fucking show or listening to it, stop trying to tell other people how to fucking live, okay? Why don't you worry about your fucking self? Everybody's, you're a hypocrite if you judge the actions of others and you make claims that you know it's better, but the minute you tell somebody else what they need to fucking do, you're a cocksucker. You're a fucking asshole. You're a fascist and you're a prick. You understand what I'm saying?
And you live in a glass house, motherfucker.
Yeah. Bad Yelp reviews, fucking throwing people under the bus, complaining.
Roseanne's whole cast hey, you wouldn't have that fucking job if it wasn't for her. So why don't you just back her up for
you
a
know,
minute and
by
go,
the way,
hey.
By the way, her response was she didn't even know she was black. When I first, listen, I didn't know this woman either. When I first saw the picture, when this all happened, I'm like, I don't get why it's racist. Then I found out she was African-American. I go, oh, okay, I get it now. But do you believe that Roseanne didn't know she was black?
I don't know.
Now, do you really?
I don't know. Does she know that Ivanka was a cunt or not? Or
listen. Now, here's the thing. Would you call Ivanka Trump a cunt?
I don't know. No, I mean, she seems like a nice lady.
She seems like a nice lady. She's doing nice things. She's hot.
Look at
you know
the way
what I mean?
Waved.
You know what I mean? She's done. She's dead. Like, you know, she's you know, somebody who's somebody. You, the word cunt. And, oh, by the way, and my buddy Todd decided he. I went through this whole thing, diatribe about what I felt about it. And I said, it's kind of, the C word's kind of like the N word.
Yeah.
When people use it, it's a harsh word. It's a very powerful word.
Right. Although I don't feel nervous about saying it. As no. nervous, I wouldn't say the N word, but
yeah.
But the C word, you know.
But here's how this little liberal prick fucking got under my skin again. He goes, you know, there's I don't know if you're aware of this, Dougie, but there's a big difference between the word cunt and the N word. The word cunt wasn't derived from years of racist persecution. I go, listen, you fucking douchebag. I don't need a fucking history lesson on the two words. But I will tell you this. I think they're the same. Why don't you go up to a black guy today and call him the N-word, and then right after you get your ass beat and you recuperate, go up to a woman and call her cunt. And then you tell me if it wasn't the same fucking anger you felt from each of those words. Tell me if there was a big fucking difference.
Well, yeah. I bet the lady would have a hard time kicking your ass.
Yeah.
Not if you just got beat up by a black guy.
Not that pussy.
Listen, it all depends on the order.
That's why I put it in that order. I know. You see what I'm saying? I'm not an idiot.
You're saying after you're recovering.
I didn't tell you to go to the girl first.
Right.
And then take a little bit of a slapping and ass beating.
Right.
And then go to the brother and say, yo, and then boom, get your ass beat. Words, like, and I said this on Facebook last week. If words affect you, you're a pussy. You're doomed. You're in a world of asteroids and fucking comets hitting the earth and fucking global warming and pizza.
Global cooling.
Yeah, that has fucking pineapple on it. In this kind of fucking world, okay, if a word affects you and makes you cry, then you're doomed.
I'm a big believer in the idea of basically like fuck your feelings. Like who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares how you feel about something? It's not the same as violence. That's what I don't like. I don't like when people are like, no, that's violence. That what you said didn't make me feel safe.
Mark Piccaroni asked, what if you called a black guy the C word? He'd probably laugh. He'd probably, hey, man, you don't know what you're fucking talking about.
Yeah, black guys don't use that word very much.
No, that's not a good word to use.
Funny, I was watching Owen Benjamin reply on the Roseanne thing. And he was like, you know, if anybody ever tells you, historically speaking, they're fucking full of shit. And
right.
It's true because, you know what? You can go back a little bit past your historically speaking and look at another fucking group of people that got fucked over in this world. This world is about being fucked over and conquering it. That's the whole game.
Yeah. I think it's about love, Ciro.
Yeah, it's all about love. My point is, again, simple. Enough of your fucking bitching and complaining. I'm really tired of it.
I like how Dougie's complaining right now, by the way.
Yeah, because this is me. I'm on my radio show. This is our fucking podcast. That's right. I'm complaining. I'm complaining because you hypocritical bastards out there that, you know, you get all mad. Again, you sit there and you say that the Trump pumpers and the Trump, what did you call them?
Trumpansies
are a bunch of fucking mean people. But the minute you know, the minute somebody says they are one, you turn into a fucking devil and you scream all kind of hatred and hell towards that person.
I never liked that idea that, like, just because someone voted for Trump, like, now, therefore, they're evil.
Right. They're automatically get labeled.
I thought that was
all
insane.
All those labels.
When my friends did that, I had a couple friends who were like, oh, this guy just supported Trump. Well, fuck him. I'll never talk to him again.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit, man. That is so fucked up.
Yeah. Or all those years of knowing somebody. And they probably bought you dinner a few times. They helped you get laid. And just because the guy has a different ideological belief than you do, you're going to go ahead and throw the person under the fucking bus.
No, man.
That's my point.
Yep.
And you know what? I'm at that point now. If you unfriend me because you don't like what the fuck, like we have people on the Facebook, our fan page here on Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. If I post something that shows something like that, people, I'm not going to follow that anymore. You know what I'm saying? Political correctness is the problem. It has been the problem.
There you go.
All day, every day.
Mike Sweeney says, Dougie the cunt Almeida. Thanks, Mikey. Next time I see you, I'm going to fucking drop kick you.
Dougie's giving all those one-star cunts out there. One star.
Yeah, just one star.
All of them. There is no spark of divinity here, Mark Piccaroni.
Yeah. At any rate. Just no more bad reviews, okay? I guess you guys all saw the video of the FBI agent trying to do his dance moves on the floor.
And
does his backflip, fucking gun flies out, tries to pick it up and shoots some poor slob in the leg.
See, and this is what the Republicans want us to believe the deep state is.
Well, look at this putz.
They can't even get their shit together.
What's up, Dean Gazzard?
It's not often you see them do backflips, though. So you got to...
Yeah, that guy had some moves. Now, here's the thing. I mean, somebody said to me, he says, well, if, I don't know if this was in a social setting or was at a bar, but generally if you're in a bar, any place that sells alcohol, you're not supposed to have a firearm. Now, there are certain privileges of agents or people that are of that position, if they're, even if they're off duty, because they can always say something to the effect that, I may be threatening, somebody may find me out and try to kill me because I'm an FBI. I put somebody behind jail. I don't know if that exists and stuff like that.
Then you can have a gun.
You might be able to. I did security work when I did stuff like that, personal protection work. We would be in bars and clubs, and I'd have a gun. I'd have four or five of them on me at the time. So we were okay, but we had clearance. You know, we all had our fingerprint. Everybody knows who we are going into that organization.
Or if you're in the NFL and you're planning to shoot yourself in the leg later. You might want to have that pistol.
Plexico.
Philip Wigfall says, some of my fellow vets unfriend me because of my views on politics and social matters, but there are no fucks given from me.
Yeah, I love Phil.
Yeah,
what's
somebody,
up, Phil?
Somebody go try and do that, what we were talking about before with him. Right. See if you make it.
Yeah.
Not a chance.
Yeah, if anybody wants to see the difference between the C word and the N word, go up to Phil and ask.
He's so in his corner going, hit him again, Phil. Hit him again.
By the way, and did you guys see, I thought this was a great video. Did you see the video of that young punk ass kid that would, they caught the kid doing stuff in the parking lot of this park. And then he tried to get all tough with the older guy. They caught him. They were like, the guy called him out like, we caught you. And then the kid's getting in front of the guy and like getting in his way. And when he starts punching the guy, he's like a fucking 10-year-old kid. Probably he's punching the guy and punching him and stuff like that. And the guy just grabs him kind of by the face and pushes him to the ground. Which was,
self-defense.
And the kid went, started crying and stuff and screaming.
Flopped.
Yeah.
He LeBroned
it. He LeBron James'd it. Which, by the way, congratulations to the Golden State Warriors. Even though I don't like either of those teams, I'd rather see Golden State win.
Curry is the shooting machine.
He's the man, dude.
I've never seen anything like it.
He's a monster. And I like to see them sweep the Cavs.
That'd be good.
You know, and people keep talking about the difference between Michael Jordan and LeBron James, all great players, but they'll always compare it to Michael Jordan. Here's the difference between Michael Jordan and in my eyes, and LeBron. I never saw Michael Jordan complaining and fucking crying about every call he didn't get. I've never saw Michael Jordan complaining about cramps in the middle of a fucking playoff game.
No, he played with the flu, remember that?
Yeah. I don't remember ever seeing Michael fucking Jordan getting mad at his teammate, even though he fucked up like J.R. Reed did that night, whatever his name is. He fucked up big time. I never saw Michael Jordan sit there like a fucking spoiled little brat and get all mad and not even be able to look at his teammate. Like, you know what a team leader does when another teammate fucks up? You ever played sports?
Remotivate.
Not really,
figured. All right.
Remotivate. And you voted for Hillary? How amazing.
Oh, God, no wonder, fucking guy. So,
I also have a master's degree.
Oh, good. Yeah, master at what?
Not sports.
Avoidance.
But when you're in teams, right?
Social avoidance.
It's all about this. Like this, it's all about teamwork. So, like I was a goalkeeper, right? And my soccer teams, and I played, and I was a captain, this and that. So, when you're a captain of a team, the last thing you want to that doesn't mean when somebody's fucking up, you don't go, "Hey, dude, get your shit straight. Come on, pick it up, buddy." It's all, but they know they don't. They have a thick skin, unless it's a liberal team. Like, why are you talking to me like that? I'm going to tell my mother, and she's going to stop bringing orange slices.
Thank God they're not the Harlem Globetrotters.
So, that's the difference between the leadership of Michael Jordan and LeBron James. A real team leader would go, look, you fucked up. Man up. Don't worry about it, dude. Fucking get straight. Let's get ready for the next game.
Wait, but you don't support LeBron James just because, like, you know, Miami, tough Florida pride kind of
thing? Listen, every time I see LeBron James on the court now, it's like watching your ex-girlfriend banging a better-looking guy.
Oh, all right? When he was here, it was fine.
It was great. I made money on StubHub. I fucking sold tickets. And then he fucking left.
Okay.
And, but I'll be honest with you. When people ask me the question between him and Michael Jordan, I said, Michael Jordan's a better player.
Uh-huh.
I mean, all around. I said, physically, LeBron's a bigger dude, and there's some bases of his game that are stronger for rebounds and things like that. But Michael Jordan was all defensive player 10 times, Michael, you know,
he has
fucking
shoes
LeBron
named after him.
Yeah. Well, so does LeBron.
Oh, really? I don't know.
I have some shoes from under me now, too. I'm going after Converse.
Another big difference is two steps and three steps.
Yeah.
It used to be only be two steps and he had a jump, not three steps or three
steps. Where they have that European move, they call it now. Yeah. It's like a walk that's a legal walk. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
European slip and slide. I don't know what they call it.
Something else, by the way, something else I thought was pretty unique and a good vote for those of us who have faith. You know, I'm not saying to go be Bible thumpers. I'm just saying there are people of faith in this world, people that believe in a higher power.
I don't know where you're going with this, Daddy.
Yeah. Listen, I know you're a heathen.
You're
a pagan.
Why do you say that?
Are you religious, right?
I'm not really that religious, but I was raised very religious, and I'm in AA, so
you
I
have
believe
some
in a
morals.
Higher power.
You have some morals.
I believe in a higher power.
Right. All right. And but, you know, this case.
Or lower.
this case about, remember, some about a year or so ago, I think it was in Ohio, but there was a baker who got in trouble because he wouldn't bake a cake for a gay marriage.
Oh, yeah, this story, right.
Right? And the Supreme Court, 7-2, judged in favor of the baker.
They say he doesn't have to bake the gay
doesn't
cake.
Doesn't have to. Now, and I agree with this because if I have, when it comes to personal freedom versus religious freedom, if someone has a religious belief, and this is the way it is, discrimination means you're solely doing it because you're discriminating against that person or their sexual orientation or their race. This person isn't doing it because of that. This person's doing it because of their religious beliefs, and they don't feel to participate in it, and they're doing it from within themselves, not from outside. So it's reassuring that today in this world where the Antichrist is either walking the earth or about to walk the earth.
What?
And some people think it's David Hogg. they do. They think the kids, you know, listen, you can't say anything
about
this.
I've never seen pictures of him and the Antichrist in the same.
No. And I'm going to check to see if he's got 666 on the back of his neck. But that it's a great thing because.
So he doesn't have to bake the cake.
They don't have to bake the cake.
What was the dispute? He was like, I will not come in that batter, no matter how much you pay me.
Yeah. The baker said, I'm not going to participate in this gay wedding. I'm against it. I don't believe in it. And I just don't feel I should. It makes it uncomfortable. Listen, you know what I mean? It's like me. If I'm at a restaurant, that's why I don't like going to a restaurant. I don't like to send food back and then eat something else from them.
How did they even
I bet
do
you that?
That
person made a Yelp review, too.
Yeah. That's what started
there you go.
It. The person got pissed. Yelp. Like, why don't you just find another fucking baker? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I get it. You want to, you, but listen, when it, listen, I, if, again, this is all based about personal choice. I know you're not born gay, okay, but the choice is to come out or not to come out, right? That's a choice you end up making. If you're gay, as an individual, you realize you're gay, you don't have a choice of being gay. It either is or it isn't.
If I realized I was gay, I would actually want to come out of a cake, you know, like a stripper.
Ciro,
like pop out of the cake.
Ciro, tell this guy he's
at
gay.
At a Christian bakery?
Yeah,
wouldn't
you know,
that be the one?
I don't know if it would be at a Christian bakery.
Mike Sweeney, Mike Sweeney, don't call my Lord and Savior that. I'll have to unfriend you, my friend.
The main
have a
problem.
Little, have a little dignity.
Is it's not equal. Like, okay, you like to be, you want a gay cake. That's fine. This person doesn't. Why can't this person not want to make your gay cake? Go to another baker who will make the gay cake.
Right. I think there's
Listen, just because the cake leans left does not mean it's gay. It's just a little off.
Yeah.
I look at it like this. It's an issue. So I actually support this decision more or less. I'm like, okay, these bigots, like, why are they not making the cake? Just fucking make the cake. But I don't think that the government should force you to make the cake. That's for sure. Because think about it. Like, what if you're like a, you know, like a Jewish bakery? Then do they have to make a swastika cake? You know? I mean, think about it from either side, right? I don't think that the government should force you to do whatever. If you should be able to pick whatever customers you want.
Right. Well, listen, but that's a thing. They try to say it's discrimination against sexual orientation. It's like, no, this has nothing to do with you. First, it has to do with me. It has to do with my belief system. And you know what? Here's the thing. Not everybody. Here's the problem I have. Equality is one thing. Being treated special is another. And I've said this many times before. You know, the homosexual community has to understand not everybody's going to be on your side. Not everybody's going to agree with what you do. That's just the way it is.
I'll agree, though.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. I don't give a fuck what you do. It's your choice. That's my point. It's your choice.
Right.
However you want to live your life, go fucking do it. I'm not going to tell you how to do it, okay? But you know what? If you ask me, if you felt like, hey, how do you feel it's something, if you started asking me and I have to share my religious beliefs, That's just my. That's just the way I believe. And why do beliefs happen? Why? Just because somebody drilled it in my head? No, it's just something I grew up with. But I could feel. I should be able to feel whatever fucking way I feel. You know, if I don't like short chicks, if all of a sudden I don't like short chicks, I just don't dig short. You can't tell me to fucking date a short chick. You can't tell me to go out with a girl with short. You know what I'm saying? That's what the fucking world's trying to say. You got to like gay people. You got to accept this. I'm not going to get, as long as I'm not mean, I'm not this and that. What the fuck? But don't tell me how to fucking think.
I agree, but it is discrimination. I mean, I'm just saying that I don't think that discrimination is necessarily something you can legislate against. So, like, you're discriminating against short chicks. They're discriminating against gay weddings. I mean, the problem is that the solution is not for the government to come in and say, sorry, you have to date short chicks. Sorry, you have to bake that Nazi cake. You have to make that gay cake.
The government should be doing shit about this.
Yeah, it's
that's
up
why
to you.
This is all about a free enterprise system. So
that's right.
If in fact, they don't want to make the cake, they don't make the money, they don't do it. If word spreads out, that should be good. That baker's going to be happy. You know what? Good. I don't have a gay. Spread the word to the gay community because I don't want to make cakes for them.
Or like, what if the
that's
government
one of the
came?
Downfalls of socialism.
Sierra, what if the government told you what kind of jokes you would tell? You'd be pretty upset, right?
No.
What, really?
Because I'd be a rebel and I'd tell those jokes anyway.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of a speakeasy? They used to call them after me.
There you go.
any rate, I just thought that was interesting. Thumbs up for those of us of faith.
I don't think it's a faith issue. I think it's a freedom issue.
Listen, it's all part of that. People of faith have been condemned in the last 4 to 5 years, 8 years. Yeah. People, they were looked upon silly. They make jokes about it. And that's great. Listen, if you take it, listen, a lot of the real crazy, you know what I mean? I get it. We're not talking about the evangelist crazy that want you to buy them a fucking plane. We're not talking about these shysters, okay?
Uh-huh.
Every time somebody makes a point, look at these, listen. There's a lot of people of faith. Listen, let me tell you something. If you're dying, if you're laying on your deathbed, you know, whatever your beliefs are, it's good to have people of faith around you because they'll know how to be in that situation. Unlike some hoople-head who never read the Bible or never had
good
parents
luck.
That taught them the rights and wrongs and shit.
By the way, there's nothing after this, so good luck. That's what
try to talk into the mic when you do that so I hear you. It's good stuff. All right. Yeah, that's the opening of the show, everybody. So,
Dougie's vented his spleen.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah, it's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of them. Unlike what we just did. Because these are stories that are supposed to be funny. At any rate, our first story today... Man stole $30,000 in scratch-off tickets from a St. Pete Winn-Dixie. Police say.
Lost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all he won was a T-shirt. I don't know. Did I not erase the show? Did we do this show before our previous listeners? We may have. May not. I didn't do any shows when Jim was... any stories when Jim was here. We were too busy. Boy, this guy's a dope. Police arrested a St. Petersburg man on charges that he stole $30,000 in scratch-off lottery tickets from a Winn-Dixie supermarket.
Wow.
Solikhan Vorasyan, 39, was arrested on May 22nd on a charge of scheme to defraud. He was released on $10,000 bail, and he was caught because he had all that gray shit under his fingernails.
That is funny. It's like, how much do we charge him with? Is it grand theft or is it zero? You know, like he actually stole no money.
Yeah.
Or he stole like $1 million.
Yeah,
we don't know. Yeah.
It depends on the law. Keep scratching. We got to figure out if it's a felony or if it's a fucking misdemeanor. In arrest report, police said that over the course of several months, Vorasyan forced his way into the lottery kiosk at the customer service counter of the store. An arrest report does not say if he was working at the store at the time, though it does state that he had been seen placing tickets in the break room cabinet. Well, if you're in the break room, you better work there, or you're just people deserve that they're getting stolen. Like, can you imagine being at work? Who's that? Oh, that's Bill. He just wanders in every once in a while.
He's in charge of the lottery
He's
tickets.
He's a consultant. Yeah.
Police say he began secretly taking the tickets back in February and was finally caught doing it in May. Surveillance footage also showed him taking tickets, arrest reports say. So,
well, how do you take them, though? I don't...
Just pull them off and take them. I mean, you know.
Really?
I mean, there's a lot of, they really inventory those big wheels of those scratch-offs?
Yeah, they come in books. And
you know what I mean?
I feel like they must
them,
somehow.
They scan them, and then they put them in the...
Yeah, because I got to know who wins and who doesn't, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just steal money.
First of all, Mike Sweeney says, the government organized weddings when it was a tribal and family agreement for centuries. I think America's only 200 something years old. I think weddings been around fucking a long time, dude.
I don't think weddings should be part of the government. I think it should only be part of your religion or whatever you choose to practice.
It's a ceremony.
It's a ceremony. I don't think it should have anything to do with the government.
And it's not. It shouldn't have any. The government should have to. Listen, if you want to get married, go sit under a tree, light a fire, whatever your fucking thing is, whatever. That was my point when the gay weddings came up. Who cares?
Yeah.
You know, who gives a fuck?
Well, because it's a tax break, but I don't think it should be. I think the taxes should be the same for everyone. I don't think it should be, you know,
that
different.
Well, I disagree with you because when couples are married, there's usually a choice where one person will work and the other person wouldn't.
But now
Breaks and people that team up together need certain breaks, and especially when you have children and there's more deductions, etc.
Well,
right?
Maybe there's a civil union or some kind of like system in there for that, but I don't think that tying it to the government is a bit, because that was the big issue. Oh, it's government. The government's involved because it's taxes, so now we need to have these rights. I think it should have just
been
everyone has the rights already. Just don't involve the government.
Health insurance was why the government got involved in the whole thing.
Well, that and like people were complaining, like if you were gay and then somebody's in their deathbed.
Yeah.
You know, you had it. Yeah. No, then I would say all you have to do is get, you know, a health surrogate form filled out. You know, that was instead of a marriage certificate.
Right.
Get a health surrogate form. This is my health surrogate that speaks for me, and then done. But again, you know, listen,
but
like I said, who gives a shit?
That doesn't oppose anybody else's beliefs.
I'm fine with marriage equality also.
I don't care. Yeah. I always said this. I can't wait for like 10 years from now. I'd love to see the numbers like the divorce rate of gay couples versus heterosexual couples. That would be great. I'm hoping it'd be great. It would be a great story, wouldn't it? In 10 years from now,
I cannot wait.
If the divorce rate of gay people was like 20% and heterosexuals like 60%, then you'd be like, hey, let's all be gay.
I can't wait for gay alimony.
Yeah,
that shit's gonna be funny.
Yeah. Here's people that don't know gay matters, but kind of alarming. A number of new gonorrhea cases in Alaska skyrockets in 2017.
Yeah, I'm going to have to apologize for that right now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You went up there and banged some chicks.
I'm responsible. Super yeah.
Gonorrhea.
Spreading the clap.
It was me.
A number of new gonorrhea cases in Alaska increased by 51% since Ethan went up and visited compared to a year ago. This is kind of alarming, says Susan Jones, HIV and STD program manager of Alaska Department. Listen, when you're in Alaska, what else are you going to do? You fuck. Yeah, you're
like,
it's too cold to go get a condom.
Yeah, you're like, we're already in this igloo.
Yeah. How much worse can it get?
Yeah.
Ice fishing again.
Yeah. Well, back in tribe days, Mike, that's the thing about legal, that when you have money and other things involved, there's things that now have to become legal. So welcome to the new world order. Taco Bell manager stabs worker in a heated argument. Hmm. Over a woman, Chicago police say. I had a bad day. What's that? I work at Taco Bell. That's horrible. Oh, it gets worse. Yeah. It's always over a woman.
Yeah, I'm
right?
Surprised a customer didn't stab him.
Yeah.
For serving me this.
You call this a chalupa? Yeah. a 40-something manager at Chicago's Taco Bell stabbed his 21-year-old male employee in the abdomen early on Tuesday morning. According to the police, the fast food joint was in the city's Wrigleyville neighborhood on the north side. But what triggered the bloody fight? Two men were bickering over a woman, police told the Patch. The argument was apparently an ongoing one. It began as a verbal argument, Patch reports, but eventually the men took their dispute out of the restaurant and into a nearby alley. It's like West Side Story, which is where the manager pulled out his knife and stabbed his employee. And then put some salsa on him and some cheese.
And everybody broke out in a dance.
So was it, I want to imagine that it was like the guy, the 41-year-old guy, he's banging the 30-year-old cashier.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Probably.
And then this new 21-year-old Justin Bieber looking motherfucker comes along.
Starts banging.
All of a sudden.
So the manager's like, hey, you want to go watch a movie? Like, oh, I'm kind of busy. And the guys, they're all looking at each other all funky. You're probably right about that, dude.
He's got the avocado knife ready.
Did you ever work at a restaurant?
No.
Yeah, you have. Oh, yeah. Dude, it's always great when you work at a restaurant banging the waitresses. I mean, I worked at Bennigan's. You start banging the waitresses there.
Bend over again. That's what Dougie called
it. Yeah, bend over. I did. I started marketing back at, right out of college.
Were you the manager?
I was a
height
host.
Marks you do at the thing.
Every time I walked into the restaurant, I put a little notch at the bar.
Yeah.
And
you guys have notches?
Oh yeah, man.
Is that what you do at restaurants?
Well, Bennigan's. We used to have plaques around the bar. Remember that? Remember
but
that?
Wait, employee of the month?
Is there really a notch thing that, that happens at restaurants for every time someone bangs?
No, no.
Oh.
Not that we're going to admit to
okay.
you.
Yeah, no, you have to be... You
no, don't. That's for keys.
Disgusting, by the way.
Mike Mark Pecoroni says, say hello to my little gordito. That's a good one.
Yeah, we'll do the jokes.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. Mark tried to get try to do stand-up, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah.
Did good, I heard.
Yeah? He's a funny guy. Eye-watering man has six-inch handheld shower head removed from his ass after accidentally slipping on it in the bathroom.
Whoops.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oops. Mm-hmm. 1,400 times.
This is an accident. Talk about something life alert's not expected.
That's like Richard Voss's joke where he goes, a guy gets a nail stuck up his ass. He goes, I ever got a nail stuck up my ass, I'd have to break my wrist first. I'm here for my wrist, but obviously while I'm here. This man has 6-inch handheld shower head removed from his ass after accidentally slipping on it in the bathroom.
Is accidentally in quotes in the headline?
Yes. And by the way, this is the Sun in England because it says the bum.
Ooh,
not his
right
ass.
Right in the bum.
Uh-huh.
26-year-old from India. Those guys are fucking wild.
Interesting.
Had to detach the PVC pipe connecting the shower head to the wall to get to the hospital.
He tried calling tech support first, but he
couldn't
get
through. Shower head's on. So that's a low shower head.
Right.
And then he's like backing up on
it. Kind of waist level, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, oh, baby.
I want to know what page of Kama Sutra that's on.
Yeah.
That's
it's right next to getting fingered by the toilet soap.
He actually crossed the Kama Sutra with the Maytag manual.
Upon admission, Ram Monohar, lawyer, hospital at the Postgraduate Institute of Medical Education and Research in New Delhi, the man denied he had put the shower head there himself.
No.
Oh, it was just my friend. His vitals were stable, and there was no evidence of blood in his rectum. I guess he's done this before.
Apparently, that's like the number one thing that the people come in for.
Doctors say it was snug.
Yeah, the guy, you know, he said, oh, these women in America using shower heads. I'm going to try it. Scans revealed the shower head was 6 inches deep into his pelvis, but had not caused any internal damage. Again, he seems to have done this before. The man was put under general anesthesia while doctors laughed their asses off before they removed the object.
By the way, confidentiality, please.
Yeah.
If this the next time, look, if this ever happens to me, I mean, yeah. It's never happened. But if it did,
yeah, we won't say a word.
Right.
It'd be our opening story the next day. Where's Ethan? Well, it's funny you should ask.
Straight from the headlines.
That's right. Not that straight, actually.
Yeah, not so straight from the headlines.
But, I mean, come on. Like, can't you rely on your doctor to keep things under his hat?
Oh, they got a picture of it.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You want to see a picture of it?
What are the health laws like in England?
Ass.
Wow, it's covered in dookie.
Oh, yeah, it's got some shit stains on it. Some blood stains.
Hmm. I thought there was no blood.
There's a little curry on there,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
What is wrong with this?
Anybody else smell curry?
And in a completely unrelated case, they found the world's most good drug smuggler.
Oh yeah,
that's
yeah.
true.
Colombia's asking for this guy's passport.
That's true.
We could use him over here. A proper history of the examination is mandatory to look for signs and symptoms of perforation and infection, such as fever, severe abdominal pain, and bleeding. Dr. Piyush Kumar wrote in a case report. After outing this poor guy.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. I would be so angry.
History is often ambiguous and incomplete due to the high level of embarrassment. Social stigma is attached to something like this happening. Yeah, what'd you go to the hospital for? Oh, I had a cough. Though the patient reported accidental insertion of the shower head and denied voluntary insertion, there's a high suspicion of voluntary insertion.
Right.
Okay, buddy. We believe you.
Lots of words and quotes there.
Yeah.
Hi.
I slipped.
This isn't the first time something like this has happened. A large variety of objects have been reported, including bottles, cans, glass bulbs, stones, small rods, fruits, and vegetables, vibrators, dildos, toys, Dr. Goomer said.
All in this one guy's ass.
Yeah. And they found Jimmy Hoffa. Insertion of objects for erotic purposes is the most common cause of rectal foreign bodies.
And a lot of good fun, I say.
Yeah.
But make sure it has a grip that extends out of the rectum.
Yeah, better put it.
You know?
Yeah. That's what Rich Voss says in his joke. He's like, why wouldn't you put a string at the end of the fucking thing?
Yeah.
So you can pull it out.
It's like an anchor.
I agree.
I don't understand why Dr. Goomer has all these cases like this.
Yeah.
It's a specialty.
Yeah.
It's actually why he went to medical school.
Yeah.
That's how his father died. He, wanted, he just wanted to make the world a better place.
Dad died when he tried to shove a lava lamp up his ass. Poor dad. He was a big guy in the 60s. I mean, you know, you ever done something like fucking crazy? You know, like
once.
I don't know. I'm going to shove a shit up your ass. I mean, you like that? You like a girl to stick her finger up there?
I'm into that. Sure.
Yeah?
Why not?
I'm not. I'd rather not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Aren't you scared that you're going to like it?
Exactly.
Now, a guy like you, you must not be worried when you got it, when you turn 50. You're like, yeah, I'm good for it, Doc.
Yeah, I don't care.
See, I'm still nervous. I'm 51 now. I got to worry about going. I'm still worried. I'm putting off that appointment. Mm. I'm trying to find a doctor, a woman that has small hands.
See, I'm a recovering addict. I have to find every possible way to get off.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a drug.
That might work.
Kinnison said it the best. He goes, I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I just don't want to know.
Sarah doesn't want to know.
I don't want to know.
Sarah, we'll talk about it offline.
Ohio man calls police on pig following him home.
Okay.
I've had that happen before after a few drinks.
That's, hey-o.
Hey. a man in Ohio, and a lot of pigs in Ohio, realized the downside of bringing home the bacon when a pig wouldn't stop following him home on the way on early Saturday morning.
Wow, that's just so self-centered.
Police in Elyria, Ohio, say they thought the unidentified man must have been drunk or hallucinating when he called for backup after failing to shake the swine. The Northridge Police Department said they received a call around 5:26 a.m. See, that's what happens when you're out that late. You can't help but attracting some pigs. Upon arrival, they discovered the man, who was totally sober but still being followed by the pig, near the city's Amtrak station.
How was this guy dressed?
An officer loaded the pig into the police cruiser and eventually returned it to the owner. A department spokesman told the news, who obviously enough had a shower head up his ass.
He was dressed as a bucket of slop. Zero.
Yeah.
It's a Halloween costume.
You were asking for it, sir.
Also, we'll mention the irony. The pig in the police car now said that anyone thinks they're funny, it's actually unoriginal and trying too hard. Yeah, the pig and the cop. Yeah, I got it.
Oh. Wow. So, wait, this is ridiculous, though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was really following him.
Well,
you think so?
Well, the guy didn't say
it. You read
it
from the story, right? That's why they wrote it.
This is, but, I mean, this is one of those guys who thinks everyone's always talking about me. Oh, girls, don't stop texting me. Farm animals follow me home. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
This pig was not following him.
Obviously, the guy also said, he was quoted saying, I killed at the last open mic.
The pig was on some other errand, and he happened to coincide with the path.
Yeah, the pig just happened to have the same way home.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, the pig's following me. I shouldn't have wore this Axe cologne.
Right.
Orlando Area Resort apologizes after a video shows a woman yelling the N-word at a black guest.
Okay.
This is a weird story. I read it. I guess they're in like one of these like areas, like, you know, like vacation areas. Everybody shares a pool and shit. And the white trash family, I guess the little girl had to pee, and the woman says, go ahead and pee in the pool. Oh,
wait, what?
Yeah, I mean, on May 27th, a Facebook user named Kobe Banks posted a video she says was taken the previous day at the Omni Orlando Resort.
Okay.
You can watch the video on Banks' Twitter page, by the way.
No.
It does have a bunch of racial expressions. No C word, but the N word was dropped. You can in her Facebook post, Banks said, the trouble started when a woman told her daughter to urinate in the pool.
Wow.
When Banks and her family pointed out the bathroom the girl could use, the other family got angry and told their children to splash water on Banks.
Okay.
Eventually, Banks said the family started calling her and her family, quote, black bitch.
Wow.
After Banks got out of the pool, she started recording the family on her phone. In the video, Banks can be heard saying goodbye to the white woman who was walking away. Now, don't antagonize. You know, that's one thing. When somebody's leaving and they're an asshole, just let them fucking leave. Yeah. If that person turned around and shot you, I would find you somewhat responsible for that because you should have shut the fuck up.
I feel like his whole family needs to die, though. Like literally, the mom's like, oh, yeah, honey, just go pee in the pool.
Yeah, if I'm in that pool, I'm gonna fucking strangle the kid.
And then someone's like, no, don't do that. And then they're like, they attack her for her race? Like, what the hell?
Well, they had that video on Facebook last week of the woman shaving her legs. That fat beast on the that was sitting there at the pool, like, hey,
right there,
swimming in the fuck. I know. Ugh, what are you doing? In the video, Banks was heard saying goodbye to the white woman who was walking away. The woman turned around and started walking towards Banks. Come on and leave this nigger alone. Wow. The woman tells a male companion, That don't hurt me neither, sweetheart, Banks says. That just shows your ignorance. Thank God. This woman must have listened to our podcast last week or my Facebook when I said, don't let words hurt you. So if you do, you're weak. She's like, say what you want. That's great. Congratulations, ma'am.
Just another ignorant white fool.
Just another ignorant white cracker. The video then shows the woman grabbing the man and saying, leave the black nigger alone. The woman goes on to jeer and scream the N-word into a camera before appearing to flick Banks' phone.
By the way, is the black really necessary?
I was just going to say that. Like, yeah, you know. That's what I joked.
She turns around.
No, not that one. The black one.
The black one.
She turns around and appears to push someone who was with Banks. The person pushes back. The video ends with a couple walking away.
And scene.
Yeah, I feel like this whole family needs to go down, you know?
Well, you know, I don't get, like, to me, it's crazy when this shit kind of happens, you know what I mean?
Pee in the pool, honey.
You know, like, it's like...
Don't let these N-words stop you.
And then, you know, what people do, and then people post... The fuck? Then what people do is they post on here shit like, oh, they're Trump, or, you know, listen, just because they may have voted for Trump, that doesn't mean we're all like this, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, get real, people.
That lumping.
Yeah, we're not Trump humpers. She may have been. I could imagine a woman like
they're
that.
They're a bunch of Trump lumpers. That's what they are.
Come on, let's face it. That family either didn't vote at all or they voted for Trump. Yeah. There's no middle ground there.
Yeah. You don't think they are convicts? Give
they voted for Gary Johnson.
They are not allowed to vote.
Oh, that's true. They're not allowed to vote. That's pretty likely, actually.
And most of the racists that people are saying are not allowed. They are felons, America.
Yeah.
The KKK are felons.
Yeah, they can't vote. But although if you're an illegal immigrant, you can vote.
I think everyone should be allowed to vote. Not illegal immigrants, but I think that people should not have the right to vote.
I think the Japanese should be able to vote.
I think pigeons should be able to vote.
Because
I think raccoons and fucking octopus and squid.
I have a lot of degenerate drug addict friends who've had their right to vote taken away because of possession. And I'm like, well, that shouldn't stop you from being able to vote.
Hey, man, you do the crime, you do the time, baby.
I know, but that's bullshit.
You don't have a fucking say-so. If you can't manage your own life, who the fuck wants to hear your opinion of
I'm
who
allowed
should
to vote.
Well, good. See, then take it in and vote. But if you fucked up and you're a fuck up and you can't run your own life, then fuck you. No one cares who you want to have run the country.
In, I think it's Maine or Michigan. You can vote from state prison, which I like that system. I like felons to be able to vote.
They can't vote. Mm.
They can. You know, in one state. There's one state. In
really?
I think it's Maine.
Hmm.
Where they
that
can
just
vote.
Happened. Rhode Island.
Literally
Rhode Island usually
that
has
just
shit like
happened,
that.
Though. That was like this year.
And they bring you your forms in jail so you just fill out who you want to vote for.
They
which
actually
I think
did
they
that.
Should have a voice.
Yeah, they take those pieces of paper, they throw them in the fucking shredder.
That's kind
of,
you got to wonder that a little bit.
In response.
Oh, yeah, sure.
we got new toilet paper today.
I'll put that with the letter to your wife.
In response to Trump winning, they put that through the legislature. They're like, well, let's just let the convicts vote.
Yeah. In our last story of the day, Idaho teacher accused of feeding puppy to turtles to a turtle is charged. We had this story a few months ago.
See, this is weird because I usually feed turtles to my puppy.
Well, this was a story that I remember we had. I'm like, why the fuck would this person do it? Supposedly the dog, they got it as a I don't know, but the guy took the dog, was like dying or was sick. But Preston, Idaho, an Idaho teacher is accused of feeding a sick puppy to a snapping turtle in front of several students.
Oh my God.
Has been charged with a misdemeanor of animal cruelty. You know, what kind of class is that?
I know.
I thought we were just going to cut a frog up, Teach.
Bill Nye the Psycho Guy.
No, it gets worse. This was math class.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah, this is home ec. Preston Junior High School science teacher Robert Crossland was charged Friday. He faces up to 6 months in jail, a $5,000 fine if convicted. The school is in rural Preston, where a 2014 cult classic film was Napoleon Dynamite. Same town where this happened.
Hmm.
The Idaho Attorney General's office handled the investigation after Franklin County Prosecutor Vic Pearson cited a conflict of interest. Several parents came forward to say Crossland fed the puppy to the turtle on March 7th. Several weeks later, state officials seized the turtle and euthanized it.
See, I think that's especially wrong because a reptile seems like lower.
Yeah.
Than a dog. You know what I mean? Like a dog's smarter. Like a dog could catch a turtle and eat it. But I can't imagine, could snapping turtles in the wild, could they catch a
They're
dog?
They're vicious bastards if you've ever gone fishing.
I don't know much about them,
I guess. I almost got bit. When I used to go fishing as a kid, you just go, don't get bit by a snapping turtle. Wow. Yeah, don't go skinny dipping in the lake because the snapping turtle is going to snap
your dick off. Oh, my God.
Yeah, can you imagine what happened to your dick? Well, a snapping turtle ate my dick. I guess it wasn't.
Sure.
Wow, they really fucked up your circumcision, huh?
Yeah, cut off 8 inches. Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Want to thank Cyril Doberk and Ethan Moore for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
And we had a great show. And by the way, this week's going to be exciting. On Thursday, I'm going to be at Trez. You guys are on that show? Who's on the show?
Yeah. What is it?
It's Trela Tevez, Del Rey. I'm headlining the show. There's a bunch of people on it. Just go to DougieAlmeida.com.
Sushi and Greek restaurant.
I'm going to be at Porky's Comedy Club in St. Cloud, headlining this weekend, Friday and Saturday night. Nice. So be sure to join me there and see that. For more dates, go to DougieAlmeida.com. Follow our show on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. And please join our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. And donate. Go to WakeUpLateWithDougieShow.podbean.com. That's our main site, archive site. Show is going back to 2013. Become a patron listener. So if you watch the show on Facebook and don't listen to it, go to that, guys. And if you like the show, donate 50 cents a show. We do 2 shows a week, more or less, right? That's 8 a month.
Buck a week.
Right? That's buck a week. You guys are getting $10 for gas today.
Nice.
Yay.
Don't let me forget, so I remember.
Thank God.
Because of that, we're getting donations, and we've had the people step up. You could donate $2 a month, $5 a month, and now all that money goes to gas money for these guys coming out doing the show.
$1,000 a month.
Thank you guys very much.
Yeah, exactly. We appreciate that. Ciro?
Don't miss out June 23rd, Miami Grand Underground Film Festival. Me and Ethan Moore are going to be on the big screen with Jimmy the Killer Dick.
There you go. Nice.
And always at Zero Comic and Monday Night's Comedy Tour at the Hole.
There you go, Ethan.
I got 2 things coming up. Wednesday, June 13th, I'm with David Stebbins at the 33rd Street Wine Bar in Fort Lauderdale. Check out that show. Also, Thursday, June 14th, I'm hosting at the Palm Beach Improv, so come check out that show.
There you go.
You can follow me on Instagram or Twitter at EthanIsNotFunny for all my stuff.
Thanks for listening, guys. Tomorrow in the studio, remember, we're late tomorrow night around 7 o'clock. We'll have Elgin David and Mr. Peter Lund will be here joining me in the studios. And until then, we'll be back here at that same spot. Take care.
People on Earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. There beam a light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, every child. They passed the limits of imagination to the door to the world. And on the journey of a thousand lifetimes with the children.